Okay, good evening. Tonight is Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev, last day of Mar Cheshvan, preparing us for the month of Kislev. The Erev Rosh Chodesh is also referred to as Yom Kippur Katan, the day in which the moon is concealed. Erev Rosh Chodesh, the moon is always behelam, you can't see it. And then comes the Mailad Halavana, which reminds us, symbolizes that many times when we go through difficult times, times of concealment, it's only for a short period of time, Rega Kotein Azavtich, and then comes the Mailad, then comes the Leida, the Geula, which is Parshas Toldos. Parshas Toldos, which the name Toldos is, refers to Leida, revelation, is after Chayesara. Chayesara ends with the Nefila, Al Pnei Kol Echov Nafal, the Nefila of Yishmael, as the Balaturim tells us. That when Yishmael falls, after that Yitzchak rises, Ve'ela Toldos Yitzchak. So Toldos Yitzchak is the Geula that we're waiting for, the Geula that's going to come after the Mapola of Yishmael. Parshas Toldos, therefore, is a parsha that is associated with Geula. And this is the parsha that has in it the brachos of Yiten Lechoha Elohim Mital HaShemayim, which Minhag Yisrael is to say these psukim every Motzoi Shabbos, which Motzoi Shabbos is the time of Geula. Motzoi Shabbos is the first moment after Shabbos, which is the first moment where it's possible, where there's a potential for Geula. That's why all the Negunim that we sing during the Malava Malka, which is the Suda of David Malka Mashiach, pertain to Mashiach and Eliyahu HaNavi. Motzoi Shabbos is the Bechina of Shmini. After Shabbos, which is the seventh day of the week, we enter the realm of Shmini, and if we're Zoicha, it becomes Shmini. If not, it becomes Sunday. So far, it hasn't happened. But every Motzoi Shabbos, there's a Ha'ora of the Yemais HaMashiach, there's a Ha'ora of the Bechina of Shmini, which is Motzoi Shviyas, Motzoi Shabbos. And that's why the Negunim of Malava Malka pertain to David and Mashiach and Eliyahu HaNavi. Because V'yitan L'choha Elohim, as Rishonim and Mefarshim explain, is really referring to the brachos of Yemais HaMashiach. V'yitan L'choha Elohim, Ital HaShemayim, U'mishmanei Ha'oretz, B'roiv Dagon V'siroish. There are many midrashim on this pasuk that it's not literal, it doesn't only refer, besides the literal meaning, it doesn't only refer to dew and oil and grain and wine, but it refers to Mikra, Mishnah, Medrash, Agadah, Pnimi Yisat Torah, Ya'avducha Amim, V'yishtacha V'lecho Le'umim, which will be revealed in the Yemais HaMashiach. And therefore, every Motzoi Shabbos, we say, V'yitan L'cho Elohim. The question here is, why is it Elohim? Most brachos in Chumash and Bechlal are said with the Shem Havaya. Like, for example, Berchas Kohanim is Yivarechecha Hashem, Yivarechecha Havaya V'yishmerecha, not Yivarechecha Elohim. Lecha'ira, the Shem Havaya is a greater revelation, the name of Hashem that is associated with bracha. Elohim is Tzimtzum. Elohim is contraction. Elohim is Midas Hadin, Midas Hatzimtzum, Midas Hadin, Lecha'ir, not the name of Hashem that should be associated with bracha. And yet this great bracha, this bracha that we say every Motzoi Shabbos, this bracha that is associated with Yemais HaMashiach, is Dafka Elohim. Rashi says, V'yitain, why does it say it with a vav? Yitain, V'yachzor, V'yitain. What's bothering Rashi is why the pasuk starts with a vav. You should say, Yitain, L'chaha Elohim. You don't begin a sentence with and. We don't begin a word with a vav unless it's a continuation of before, which is the second interpretation of Rashi, that it does comes as a continuation of the pasuk before, Re'ei Re'ach B'ni, K'Re'ach Sada Asher Be'er Chai Hashem, V'yitain L'chaha Elohim. But in the first interpretation of Rashi, he says, Yitain v'yachzor v'yitain. What's the idea of Yitain v'yachzor v'yitain, which is the concept of Hosafa, addition? And again, that makes the question even stronger than why is it Elohim? Elohim is Tzimtzum. Hosafa would be more appropriate to use the word Yudkei Vavkei. The same, the parasha begins also with a Vav. Ve'ele toldos Yitzchak. This is a parasha of bracha. In general, besides the bracha of Yitain L'chocha Elohim, this parasha contains more brachas than any other parasha. This parasha, practically every aliyah has a bracha in it. V'hizbaruchu v'zaracha koil goye ha'oretz before Sheni, and between Sheni and Shlishi, by Yivarcheihu Hashem, by Yizra Yitzchak ba'oretz ha'hi, Vayivarcheihu Hashem, between Shlishi and Revi, Hirchiv Hashem lanu farinu ba'aret, which is also a bracha, between Revi and Chamishi, Baruch Hashem, Ata Ata Baruch Hashem, between Chamishi and Shishi, of course, we have the Baruchas Yitzchak Tiyakai, then V'yitain L'cho Elohim, Berchai Hashem, V'yitain L'cho Elohim, then afterwards again, V'yitain L'cho is Berchas Avraham, one bracha after another. So this is a parsha of bracha. And this is the parasha that we always read as we enter the month of Kislev, especially this year, when Toldos is the first Shabbos in the month of Kislev. Kislev is the month of Chanukah. And Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Hosafa, the Yom Tov of Bracha. Every night, another candle. When Moisef, that's the halacha, like Beis Hillel, Mailin Bakoidesh Vilay Mairidin, every night we add an additional light, Hosafa, that's Bracha. What's the connection between this parasha, Toldos, which talks about Toldos Yitzchak, V'yitain L'chocha Elohim, Bracha, to the Yom Tov of Chanukah? Concerning the Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is already less than 4 weeks to Chanukah, so we are already in the Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, and therefore it's the minhag and the right thing to do, to learn the halachas of Chanukah, to delve into the Gemara and to the Svarim that talk to us about Chanukah. So all the Svarim speak about that which the Gemara says, and that's the Psak Din, Ner Chanukah Mismail. But the Chanukah candle, the Chanukah menorah is lit on the left side of the doorway, not on the right, on the left side. The mezuzah is on the right, that's Bepashtus. Why? Because the mezuzah is on the right, so we light the menorah on the left, so we should be surrounded with mitzvahs. But most mitzvahs, as we know, we do with the right hand, we do on the right side, yamin, yamin is chesed, yamin is kedusha, right over left. The Yamin is supposed to be Goyver on the Smoil. Yet by Chanukah, the Hadgosha is Dafka Mismoil. Ner Chanukah Mismoil. Ner Chanukah on the left side. And there are other unique concepts concerning Chanukah, which perhaps we'll discuss in the following weeks. But Negeya to this week's parasha, Smoil, although Smoil is the side that is associated with Ra, the left, even the Goyim consider that the evil side, the left, at least some do. Smile is associated with Choshech. Smile is associated with Aksil. The Pasuk says in Koheles, V'haksil b'choshech hoylech. Or the Pasuk says, Leiv chocham li minoi, v'leiv ksil li smiloi. So Aksil, a fool. The literal meaning of Aksil is someone who's not a chocham. Not necessarily that he's not smart. He's not a chacham al pi Torah. He doesn't do what the Torah says. So he's called a ksil. V'haksil lo yovin es zois, the pasuk says. The ksil does not understand zois. What's zois? Zois ha Torah. The ksil does not understand the concept of Torah. A ksil doesn't know what l'maylam and ateva is. The Mizrach Magid said that the word Zois, Zion Aleph Tov, refers to the Hanhaga of Teva and the Hanhaga of Lamaila Menat Teva. Zion is Teva, seven days of the week. And Aleph Tov is the Torah which is from Aleph to Tov. That's Lamaila Menat Teva. So, V'hachksil, Lo Yovin, Es Zois. A ksil does not understand the S of the word zois, the aleph tuf. Lamaila min ha-teva. Ksil and lamaila min ha-teva don't mix. A ksil doesn't understand what it means to go above nature. A ksil lives in chayshach, he lives in darkness, in havlei hazman. And he's on the left side, because the left side, that's where the Yetzer Hara is. It's interesting that the Svarim tell us that Kislev is the Isis Uksil, with Kislev with a Vav. So most of the Svarim are connected with the concept of Betochen, that a Yid has to have Betochen to such a degree that he's like considered by everyone else as a Ksil. Everyone considers him a fool. He has such faith, he's such a naive person. In the eyes of the Welt, he's a Ksil. V'yosimu be'elohim kislam. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, or in Mishle it says, be'kislecha, which is a lashon of betochen, so that's pre-tzadik, and others say that Kislev is the month of betochen, mazel keshes. Keshes has to do with betochen. Vateshev be'eson kashtoi, concerning Yosef HaTzadik, that he had tremendous betochen. The word that Torah uses is keshes. Mazel Keshes, the Chashmeinoyim, the Maccabees had betochen in Hashem, Rabin biyad ma'atim, utumeim biyad tahor. It made no sense that a tiny army can go up against the huge Greek empire. They had tremendous betochen. So in the eyes of the world, they were fools. They were ksilim. The emes, they're the chachamim. But to everyone else, they were like ksilim. Chaydish Kislev, Kislev, Isis, uksil, is the chaydish, is the month in which we have the Yom Tov of Chanukah, where a Yid, even a Ksil, can reach great heights. Even a person who finds himself on the side of Smoil, which the side of Smoil is the side of the Ksil, the Lev Ksil L'Smoiloi, the word Ksil L'Smoiloi, those two words, Ksil L'Smoiloi, it's a pasuk in Kehelis, it's Begematria Kislev Teves, because Chanukah is the emptive that happens in Kislev and goes into Teves. Kislev Teves. That's Ksil L'Smoiloi. Kislev Teves, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, is to be Mesakein, is to elevate the Ksil who finds himself on the left side. Bahaloischa. Bahaloischa is Haneiros. The Avodah of Aaron HaKohen and the Kohen Gadol in every door, including Matas Yahu, was to uplift the lowest Neshamas. That was the Avodah Bahaloischa, to be Maila the Neshamas, even the lowest Neshamas, the Ksilim, the Haksil B'Smoiloi, Mismoiloi, that they too can also have an Aliyah, and they also can become Chachamim. The Gemara says, Harogel B'ner, having like Bonim Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara says, the one who is careful, one who keeps to the mitzvah of Neiros, Neir Chanukah, Neir Shabbos, also is zeichet to have children, Talmidei Chachamim. It doesn't mean that he himself can't become a Chacham, but also he's zeichet to banim Talmidei Chachamim, Chachma Davka, the Hepech of Ksil, Shemen Zayis. Shemen Zayis, the Gemara tells us, is the liquid associated with Chachma. Shemen Zayis. That the Gemara says in Hoiris, that Zayis, olives, bring shikcha, bring forgetfulness. But Shemen Zayis has the power to freshen the memory. The Yevonim wanted to make us forget. L'hashkicham Torah Secha. And on Chanukah, we were zeicha to the Neir Chanukah with Shemen Zayis that we did not forget. We were zeicha to Torah Shebal Peh, which Torah Shebal Peh has to be learned with memory, because until it was written, it was not allowed to be written. It was taught orally. One cannot forget Torah Shebiksav, because Torah Shebiksav is written. So when the Yevonim wanted us to forget, it was to forget Torah Shebal Peh Davka. Shemen Zayis is the liquid associated with Zikaroin. That's the liquid that helps us remember, and that's Torah Shebal Peh, which we were zeichet to a tremendous ribui of Torah Shebal Peh, which is included in this bracha of Yitan Lechah Elohim, Mital HaShemayim, Mishmanei Ha'oretz, Rav Dagon V'Sirosh, as the Medrash says, it refers to Torah Shebal Peh, Mishmanei Mishnah, Talmud Agoda, Ad kol masha talmud vasik osid lechadesh is all included in the bracha of yitain lechoha elikim, yitain v'yachsa v'yitain hoysofa, which hoysofa in Torah is dafka Torah shebal peh, la'afoshallah, as it says in Zayar. Torah shebiksav, you can't add. So when we talk about addition, when we talk about ribui hoysofa, it's dafka Torah shebal peh, and Chanukah is the yomtiv of Torah Shebal Peh. That's why Ner Chanukah Mismoil Davka. Ner Chanukah Mismoil, the Tzad Smoil, the Tzad in which the Ksil is located. The Leib Ksil L'Smoiloi. The Ksil B'Choyshech Hoylech. The Ksil is in a darkness. He doesn't see the light. On Chanukah he sees the light. Even the lowest neshamas azoicha to see great, azoicha to great haoris on the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So you do the ma'isa that happened with the Chedushei Harim. There was a masur, a yid, that is the lowest Jew possible, that one who can slander on another Jew to the government, one who masters on another Jew. Such a person is Mayridin v'lay malin. Not, you're not even mechuyev to save such a person if he's in a life and death predicament. And there was such a yid in the town where the Chedushei Harim was. Others bring down the story in the name of a different tzaddik. And he was really causing a lot of problems to the people in the town. So they went to the Chedushei Harim, or whoever it was, and they asked him to please be mispallel that this person should leave this world. That was basically their tefillah. And they justified it with that it says, Nahalacha, my reading of Leimalim. And when Chedushei Harim wanted to see his name on the piece of paper, he said, show me his name. He looked at it and he said, no, I can't. No, not possible. All right, so they left, came back. They came back a few months later, a few weeks later, because the situation was unbearable and he was continuing doing what he was doing, what he did best, slandering on other Jews. And they came to him again. So the Chedushei Harim said, let me see the name. He looked at it and he said, oh, don't worry about it. It's taken care of. A week later, the guy dropped dead, and there was Zeicher to a Yeshua. So one of those who went to the Chedushei Harim both times was puzzled. He said, the first time we went to him, he wouldn't curse. He wouldn't say anything. He wouldn't. But the second time, he seemed to be masking with us. Why was what was the reason? So he answered, when you came to me, it was right after Chanukah. And when I looked at his name, although I saw what you meant, but his neshama was illuminated. Even this yid, this low Jew, did light Chanukah candles. And the fact that he lit the Chanukah candles, it was sort of a kapara for him, or there was such a kedusha, even in this individual, that the kedusha here wasn't able to do anything. They came later, after it subsided already, and he was continuing to do what he did. Then kedusha here was able to listen to what they had to say. The idea is that the lowest neshamas, those who find themselves on the left side, those who find themselves below ten tefachim, as the mitzvah is to light the menorah lamata miyud al pesach beisoy mibachutz, even they have an aliyah on Chanukah. It's interesting that the seer of Shem Havaya, the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Kislev, is vayar Yoishev Ha'oretz HaKena'ani. It's a pasuk in Vayechi. Says the Arizal, that's the Tzir of Shem Havaya of Kislev. Vav Yud Hei. Vayar Yoishev Ha'oretz HaKena'ani. All the Svarim that speak about this, yes, what does that have anything to do with Chodesh Kislev? Vayar Yoishev Ha'oretz HaKena'ani. Who is the Yoishev Ha'oretz HaKena'ani? The Yoishev Ha'oretz, person who Artsius, materialism consumes him. He's on the floor. He's a Yoishev Ha'oretz. Not only that, he's like a Kenani. The Kenani were a cursed nation. They were the slaves. They were the ones that were cursed. Slaves. They were slaves to their desires. They were cursed. The lowest of all people are the Avodim. As we read in the parasha last week, that even Eliezer Eved Avraham, who was a tzaddik nisgav, of whom the pasuk says, Moishel b'chol ha'shaloi, Moishel b'yitzroi. But when it came to being meshadach with Avraham Avinu, and he wanted that, Ulai, Eilai Ksiv, Avraham told him, Ata orur v'ani baruch v'ein orur medabek v'baruch. It's not possible, because he's a Kanani. As the pasuk says, Avram said to Eliezer, "Loi tikach isha livni mi benoyz haKenani asher noichi yoshev ba'artzoi." The Kenanim, they were mushchosim and midos. They were into all the worldly pleasures. That's all they want. They were into artzius, only eretz. Vayar Yoshev Ha'oretz HaKenani. Even a Jew who's fell so low that he's a Yoshev Ha'oretz, he's a dweller of the land. We're all dwellers of the land. But it means this person who's his yashvus, his whole life, everything is just artsius. And he's not only that, he fell into the level of Kenani. He's an Eved. He's an Eved to all his desires. Like an Eved Nirtza. I was reading Parshas Mishpatim, who says, Loi Eitzei Chavshi, I don't want to go free. I have to yes Adoni v'yes Ishti v'yes Bonai. So Pasuk says, even he goes free when Yovel, when the 50th year comes. Chanukah is the Bechina of Yovel. Chanukah is Oisius Chakei Nun. Cheskofhei, Chakei means hope, Nun. Hope for the level of Nun, for the level of Chamishim, which is Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Olam Haba. Kol B'gematria Nun. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is the yomtiv in which even the Yoshev Ha'oretz HaKenani Bayar, he sees. He's not, a person who's in darkness, someone who's in Choshech, cannot see. The Ksil B'Choshech Hoylech, the Ksil who finds himself on the left side, as mentioned before, cannot see godliness, he cannot see Ruchnias, he cannot see the truth, he sees the Sheker of this world. Even he, as the story we mentioned before, even the Musar. But on Chanukah Vayar, even the Yoshev Ha'oretz HaKenani is elevated. Hopefully, even after Chanukah, because it doesn't always last. Chanukah is like a light in the midst of the darkness, and then afterwards the darkness continues. For Zoyche, then Chanukah extends and it stays with us. Chanukah is the Ha'ora of the Yemois HaMashiach. Mashiach comes from David HaMelech. David originates in Sodom. Sodom, we read in Parshas Lech Lecha, is on the left side. What did Avram say to Lot? Avram said to Lot, Im Hasemoel ve'emina, ve'im hayamin ve'asme'ila. Says the Medrash there in Parshas Lech Lecha and also in Kehelis, where it says the pasuk Lev Chacham Liyaminoi Velev Ksil Lismailoi, says the Medrash, how could it be that Avram said, if you go on the left, then I'm going to go on the right, and if you go on the right, I'm going to go on the left. Avram's going to go on the left. Avram's going to become a lefty. Avram's going to be on the left side. Chas v'shalom. The Medrash asks this question. The Medrash says Avram was always going right. The Avram Holoich V'nasoya HaNegba. Negba is Dorim. Dorim is right. That's Yerushalayim. That's Yamin. Avram is always going in the right direction. How can he say to Lot, if you go right, I go left? The Medrash says he didn't mean that. The Medrash says he always said, it doesn't say v'asma'ila, it says v'asma'ila. The Medrash says it with a yud. Then I would say, you're going to go left no matter what, he was telling Lot. I'm never going to go left. The Medrash medayik from the Lashon of the Pasuk, which should have said, im hayomin v'asma'ila. V'asma'ila, not v'asma'ila. Medrash talks about it there. What do we see from there? That Lot did go left. In fact, Rashi brings it in last week's parasha. We read last week, Eliezer said to the family of Rivka, if you let your daughter come with me, v'atam, yashchem oisim chesed v'emes ha'dayini, hagiduli, let me know. V'imloi, hagiduli, v'efna al yamin, I al smoil. If you don't, then I'm going to go either right or left. Says Rashi, what did he mean? There's a whole discussion in the Mefarshim. How could he have said this? Avram never told this to him. Avram told him, if anything, kach lecham yibnois honor eshkol umamre. So Rashi says, Yemin is benois Yishmael. Yishmael's on the right. Smoil is mi benois loit. She yoshav L'smoiloi shel Avraham. Lot settled in the left side. What's the left side? Sodom. Sodom and Amorah is the smoil. Sodom and Amorah. Why did Lot settle there? Why did he want to go there? The pasuk says, where Vayar called Kikar Hayarden Kikula Mashka. He saw the beautiful trees. He saw the buildings. He saw the parks. He saw the Gashmias. He saw the Hashchasa as well. As Rashi quotes from the Gemara, he saw that they were shtufei zima v'chulu, and that's why he wanted to go there. Lot was really a Sodomite. He was only saved later because of what's going to come out of him, and because of the schus that he had that he didn't say, he didn't tell anyone that Avram and Sarah were really married. So light goes to Sodom, and Sodom is referred to by the Torah as the Tzad Simoil. It's the left side. In fact, the first time it ever says Sodom in Chumash is in Parshas Noach, associated with Canaan. In Parshas Noach, when it talks about the children of the three sons of Noach, so the Pasuk tells us, Ve'ela toldos b'nei Noach, and then it talks about the toldos Cham, it says, Canaan yolad Tzidon, Yevusi, Amori. Then it says, Vayi gvul haknani mitzidon. Boyachos doima va'amoyra va'admut zvaymad losha. First time it ever says Sodom is associated with Canaan. Canaan, the cursed. Vayar yoshev ha'oretz ha'kenani. So Sodom and Amori is on the left side. And that's where David originates, as Chazal tell us. Hanim tzo'ois. The Malach says to Lloyd, get your family out of Sodom immediately. Because the city is going to be destroyed. Sandy's coming. That's what the Malach said to Lot. Get out of there quickly, because destruction is going to occur very, very fast. And he says, "Kach es shtei v'noisecha hanimtzo'ois." Says Chazal, what does it mean, hanimtzo'ois? Hanimtzo'ois is Motzosi David Avdi. That's where David HaMelech originates, of all places. That's not the topic of discussion now, but that's where David is, in Sodom, on the left side. Because that's the tafkid of Malchus Beis David, that's the tafkid of Mashiach. Mashiach, which Chanukah is the Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach, so says the Bnei Yisoscha, the Rekeach, and all this form that talk about Chanukah, that Chanukah is the Oir of Mashiach. What's going to happen when Mashiach comes, we are privileged to taste during the 8 days of Chanukah. That's why it's eight. Eight is the number associated with Mashiach. Lamanatzeach al Hashminis, Kinar shel Mashiach shel Shmoina Nimen. Mashiach is going to go on the left side, and he's going to go below 10 tefachim, and he's going to go outside. He's going to be poirates all the gedorim. That's why Mashiach is called poirates. Yala ha poirates lefaneinu, says the pasuk in Micha. Mi b'nei peretz. Al-Yad Ish Ben Paretzi. Paretz means to breach. He's going to breach all the barriers. There are no bounds, no barriers. Mashiach is going to go where no one ever went. And he's going to bring every neshama back, no matter what it takes. Levilti Yidach Mimenu Nidach. And that's what happened on Chanukah. That's the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Yevonim Nikpitzu Alai Azai Partsu Chayma Yismigdolai. They breached their way in. On Chanukah, we breach our way out. The oir of Chanukah illuminates the outside, unlike any other mitzvah, which is all mitzvahs are performed on the inside. There's no Indian to do mitzvahs in the street. Ner Chanukah is different. Al Pesach, Beisoy, Mibachutz, Dafka. We want to illuminate the world of Esav. Why is it? Why on Chanukah do we go into the boundary of Esav? We're supposed to stay out of the boundary of Esav until Mashiach comes. Al tizgaru bam, ki lo etein lochem ad midrach kaf rogel, ki Yerushal Esav nasati esharaseya. We're not allowed to antagonize the goyim. We're not allowed to go into their boundary. Chanukah is different. Because Chanukah, we are in the Yemais HaMashiach. When Mashiach comes, we are going to go into their boundary. Va'olu Mashiach b'har tziyoin lishpait eshar Esav, oysel Hashem amalucha. We go into the world of Esav. For what purpose? To bring out the sparks of Kedusha that are in Esav. And the one who did that was Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu. Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayet befiv. Yitzchak loves Esav. This you don't find that Avraham loves Yishmael. It doesn't say in the pasuk, Vayehav Avraham es Yishmael. We know he loved him, but it doesn't say Vayehav Avraham es Yishmael. There's no mention that Avraham asked Yishmael to come to him before his death so he can give him a bracha. Yitzchak wants to bench Esav. All the Mefarshim ask, how could it be? Did he not know who Esav was? And when we learn Chumash Rashi, it sounds like Yitzchak was fooled, and Esav was able to trick him into thinking that he was a tzaddik, and really he wasn't. We know there were tzaddikim who lived recently who were Baalei Ruach HaKodesh. Yitzchak wasn't about Ruach HaKodesh. Yitzchak didn't know who Esav was. Of course he knew who Esav was. But he bedavka wanted to bench Esav. He saw already all the sparks of Kedusha that are in Esav. He saw Rabbi Akiva, who's a descendant of Esav. He saw Shmaya of Avtalia, who was a descendant of Esau. He saw Rabbi Meir, who was a descendant of Esau. V'chulu v'chulu. Most of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Baalei Torah Shebaal Peh, were from Esav. The head of Esav is buried in the lap of Yitzchak Dafka, as the Gemara says in Saita. V'ayehav Yitzchak es Esav ki tzayid b'fiv. He wanted to take out from the tzayid, the neshamas, the netzutzais, the sparks that were captured by the Sitra Achra, by the Tzad Smoil, he wanted to bring them out. And he held that if he would bench Esav, and he was going to give Esav the greatest, the brachas that he gave Yaakov is what he was going to give to Esav, he felt he could be Mahapech Esav. All this for him speak about is Barichas. Why exactly Yitzchak thought that if he benched Esav it would be a good thing, but that's not what was supposed to happen. It wasn't the time for it yet. Yitzchak is Yemais HaMashiach. Yitzchak is Begematria 8 times Hashem's name. Ches Pa'amim Shem Havayi. Yitzchak is the Bechina of Chanukah. What we do on Chanukah, we do go into the world of Esav. Chanukah, we go on the left, which is Esav. Esav is the smile, the tzad smile. Yaakov is Yamin, Esav is smile. Yaakov is in Beis Medrash, Esav is outside. The Yaakov ish tom, Yoshev, the Pasuk says, and Esav is the ish sode. He's the one who goes out into the field. He's the one who's in the market. Achatich lo regel min ashuk. He's in the shuk. Esav is the Yoshev Ha'oretz. Esav's whole life is Artzius, Gashmius. Haliteini no min ha'adayim ha'adayim azeh ki oyev anoichi. Esav says, Lamazi li b'chayr? What do I need b'chayr? What do I have to serve Hashem for? Hine anoichi ha'ilech lamus. I'm going to die anyway. To Esav, there's no such thing as oylam haba. Yaakov is not. Yaakov loimeis. Yaakov avinu loimeis. Yaakov is always alive. Esav, he's already dead. Rishoyim afilu b'chayim, it's a kruyim mason. Tzadikim afilu b'misosim, kruyim chayim. So Esav has no interest in ruchnius. Esav has no interest in a higher realm, in the world of oylam haba. But in Esav there is kedusha. So you do what the Chidah writes. The Chidah says Yishmael himself dies a tzaddik, but nothing good came out of Yishmael. Esav died a rasha, but a lot good came out of Esav. The love that Yitzchak displayed for Esav didn't go to waste. Vayehav Yitzchak as Esav, that the ahava itself is what later brings the tzeetzoe Esav back. After all, Esav was a Yid. Esav, the Gemara calls him Yisrael Mumer, but he was a Yid. Yishmael was never a Yid. Yishmael was never a Jew. Yishmael had a bris, but his bris is not considered the esbrisi okim es Yitzchak, not Yishmael. So Yishmael is not a Yid. He died a tzaddik, a goy that's a tzaddik. He did tshuva. But there's no kedusha left in Yishmael. Masha enkein Esav. The left side, the tzad smoil, is not only a side that is associated with ra. Yes, as mentioned before, ksil, leiv ksil the smoiloi, haksil b'choyshech oileich, and so on. But there's also a smoil in kedusha. That's midas hadin. Midas hadin is on the left side. Midas hadin is called smoil. Midas chesed is yamin. Yitzchak was the bechina of smoil. Yitzchak was Gevurois the Kedusha. Gevurois the Kedusha, the Svarim tell us, are greater than Chasadim, really. But Pnimius, they're greater, because the purpose of the Gevura is to lead to Chesed. The Raya is, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Tafpeites Amid Beis, the Gemara says, who's the one that's going to be Malameh Tzchus and Klal Yisrael? Moshiach is about to come. You think it's Avram Avinu or Yaakov Avinu? No, it's Yitzchak Dafka. The Gemara says there at the end of Shabbos, Peites Amid Beis and Shabbos, that La'osid Lavoi, Hashem is going to say to Avraham, Banecha Chatu, your children have sinned. Do they deserve to be redeemed or not? And Avraham's response is, Yimachu al Kedushas Shemecha, let them be erased. That's what Avraham's going to say. And the Gemara says that Hashem is going to say to the Malachim, Avraham, he's too old. We'll go to Yaakov. Yaakov is the young one, we'll have more Achmanis. He goes to Yaakov. Yaakov says the same thing. Yimachu al Kedushas Shemecha. So he turns to Yitzchak. He says, "Loi bedardekei Yitzchak, loi b'savi taima." He goes to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak is the one who makes the cheshbon, and Yitzchak is the one who says, "How could you wipe out Klal Yisrael?" They're the ones who said Nasa v'Nishman. They're the ones who you say about them that Bnei Bechayr Yisrael. And he makes a whole cheshbon. A person, most of his life is either eating or sleeping or doing work. And most of the time, he can't do chatoim. And he makes a whole cheshbon that a person during his whole life could only sin for 2.5 years. For that, you're going to wipe them out. The whole Gemara over there. And then Hashem says, okay, and he's going to listen to Yitzchak, and that, the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya, ki ata avinu, referring to Yitzchak, that then Yitzchak is going to be recognized as avinu, avinu harachamam, because he's the one that's going to be malameit schus on Klal Yisrael. Dafke Yitzchak. The Gemara, Gemara tamua, based on a pasuk. Dafke Yitzchak, the pachad Yitzchak, the Yitzchak, the one who excels in Yira. Yitzchak, the one who can't tolerate Chet. Yitzchak is not like Avram. Avram went out to the people. Avram is inviting everyone. Haknas es Archem. Yitzchak is more confined. Batechena einov meira'ois. He couldn't see because he was so holy. His eyes, the Malachim were crying by the Akedah. As Rashi brings one pshat, why batechena einov meira'ois? Yitzchak can't see Ra, but yet he's the one that's Malamed Tzchus. All the Sifri Chassidus speak about this Ba'arichus because Tikbayres HaChasadim is Dafka the Midas HaGavura. Gavura has more Chayis than Chesed, as the Svarim bring down. Dafka Gavura. But Be'emes, the world was supposed to be created with Midas HaDin. Bereishis Vara Elohim. Ro'a She'en Ha'ilam Iskayim. So Shiteif Midas Harachim L'Midas HaDin. However, la'osid lavai, the world will be conducted al pi midas hadin. The halacha will be like Beis Shammai. Bereishis bara Elohim. The way it was at the beginning, Elohim, that's the way it's going to be at the end. V'yiten lecha ha'elohim dafka. Midas hadin, the way it's going to be la'osid lavai. This pasuk is referring la'osid lavai when midas hadin will prevail. That's the tzad smoil. We see when Hashem created the world. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, capital Memches, Af yodi yosda oretz v'yemini tipcha shamayim. The right hand, kaviyachol, of course Hashem has no hands, ain't like guf, so it's only a mushal. But the right is what Hashem created the heavens with, the left is what He created the earth with. Af yodi yosda oretz, says the pasuk there in Yeshaya, the Rashi brings it down, the Mefarshim, but it's that smoil. That means, Eretz Arzius was created with Yad Samoil. Samoil the Kedusha. And that's why in Le'umazeh, Samoil is someone who falls into Arzius and doesn't understand that the Iker is Ruchnius, is on the left side. In Le'umazeh. But it's also Samoil the Kedusha. And the Avoida of a Yid is to be Maila the Gashmis. The Avoida of a Yid is to uplift the Arzius. The Tzad Smoil. So Ner Chanukah Dafka Mismoil. Ner Chanukah is the Yom Tif. It's Hoid. Hoid is Midas Hadin. Bina, Midas Hadin. It's either Bina or Hoid, and that's the Svarim speak about. Yemei, Bnei Bina, Yemei Shmoina. Bina is Midas Hadin. Hoid is Midas Hadin. Ner Chanukah Mismoil. The Yom Tif of Chanukah is the Ha'ora of the Yemeis HaMashiach. When Mashiach comes, the world will be conducted up Midas Hadin. That's the midah of Yitzchak. Dafke Yitzchak, the one who's going to be Malamed Tzchus La'osid Lavoi. The one who wants to bench Esav, he wants to be Maila Esav, he wants to bring back even the Neshamis that have fallen into the side and into the world of Esav. Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayet b'fiv. It's interesting too, we see in this parasha b'negeya to the wells that Yitzchak dug, all the Svarim speak about it, the Ramban and all the others, why the Torah elaborates so much about the digging of the wells. When one digs wells, one is revealing what exists deep, deep under the ground. Mayim Chayim. That was the avodah of Yitzchak, to reveal, to be Megala, the pnimius of the neshamas. That's the avodah of Chafiras Be'erai. So there are three of them. The third is Rechayvais. Vayikra Shma Rechayvais. Ki ata hirchiv Hashem lanu parinu ba'aret. Says the Balaturim. Rechayvais is keneged Malchus Yavon. The three wells, the first one, Asek, was Bavel. Sitna is Haman. Rechayvais is Yavan. And what did they do? He says they decreed that the Jews should not be able to immerse in the mikveh. And therefore they shouldn't be able to have children. They want to be Mayneya them, Ipiria Viribya. The Nasalahem Nasi says, even his Dame Lahem Mikva Kolechot Ve'echot. Every person somehow found a mikvah. There were mikvahs all over. B'derech Nes. Different girs in the Balaturmas. In every house they found mikvahs. V'zehu Parinu Ba'aretz. So Yitzchak, the third well, the one that it's referring here, the one that it says here, that he dug himself, not like the first two that his servants dug. Those were contested. This one, V'loi Ravu Aleha. V'ayikra Shmar Rechayivais. V'ayamaki Atta Hirch V'ashem Lanu Farinu Ba'aretz. This well is Keneged Chanukah. V'ayikra Shmar Rechayivais. Because this is Keneged Yavon. This is Keneged Chanukah. That's the avoid of Yitzchak. Vayikra Shmar Rechayivos is begamatria about Techena Einav Meirois. What's the connection? The connection is Vayikra Shmar Rechayivos is his Rachvas Hakadusha, is the Bechina of Olam Haba, Bnei Bina Yemei Shmaina. And the Svarim tell us Techena Einav Meirois that Yitzchak doesn't see anymore. He doesn't see Olam Haza anymore. He knew when Yaakov came that Gan Eden entered. He knew when Esav came that Gehenna entered. He sees very well. He sees Ruchlius. He doesn't see Gashmius anymore. He's already living in Olam Haba. He's already, Yitzchak is the only one who lives a full life. Avram lives 175, 5 years less than he should, so he shouldn't see Esav going off with Tarbis Ra. Yaakov only lives 147. He loses years, not like his father. He doesn't live as much as his father does. Kuf Mem Zayin, 33 years less than his father. Yitzchak is the only one who lived Bishleimus, 180 years. Chai, 10 times. Chai, 18 times 10. People sometimes donate. Chai, 10 times. Chai, that's 180. That's Kuf Pei. That's how many years Yitzchak lived. Keitz Chai. Yitzchak is Oisius. Keitz Chai. Yitzchak is already a ben Olam Haba. Yitzchak is already in Olam Haba. Yitzchak is already living Yemais HaMashiach. Vatechena Einav Meira'ois. He doesn't see Olam Haza. By him it's Choshech. It's Choshech to Kedusha. That's the smile of Kedusha. Midas Hadin. Medrash says, Or is Avraham. Choshech is Yitzchak. Chas v'shalach can say Yitzchak is Choshech. There's a Choshech of Kedusha. Boirei Or, Yaitza Or, Boirei Choshech. Yoshes Choshech Sisroi, which means, Choshech Yichase Eretz. That's another pasuk that's used, that it's Mechase the Arzius. There's a concept of Choshech the Kedusha, but one does not see any Ra, one does not see Olam Haza. Seems like it's Choshech. That's Keneged the Choshech Zu Yavon, Shehechshichu Einayim Shal Yisrael B'gzeiroseyem. And on Chanukah was Zeichet to Oyer, on Chanukah was Zeichet to Chochma, Shem and Zayis is Chochma. And Chanukah was eicher to a ribuy, to a haysafa of bracha, and a haysafa of kedusha, unlike any other yom tov that's so powerful that we're able to go where we're normally never able to enter in the schus of Yitzchak. That's why right as we enter the month of Kislev, we learn about the Eilat Toldos Yitzchak Leida, says the Likutei Maharan, that Leida is Gevura. He quotes the pasuk Ra'oda Achazas Amsham Chil Kayoy Leida. Especially, he says, someone who had a child who was an akara, pkidas akara, he says, a gvura gedoyle ma'oitz, b'china of gvura, not chesed, gvura dafka. So you do it on Chanukah, it's an Indian of pkidas akara, Chanukah is connected to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, b'gematria matis yohu, v'hashem pokad esor, Rosh Hashanah is the yomtif in which the akarais were remembered. Rosh Hashanah is midas hadin, smoylai tachas l'roishi, that's Rosh Hashanah, v'yiminai tachapkeini yisukas, and Chanukah is a hemshech of Rosh Hashanah. So Chanukah is also smile, midas hadin. On the one hand, to be mile of those who find themselves on the smile of the tzad of choshech, the tzad of tumah. But on the other hand, it's ner Chanukah mismile, because it's midas hadin, the bechina of the way it was at the beginning and the way it's going to be in the future, which is the midah of Yitzchak Yitan l'chah elikim. Everyone, of course, has experienced a choshech in the recent. Literally, many people were living in the Choshech, literally, in Krirus, cold, dark, and also Beruchnius, everyone's confused, or well, some people think they know the answer, but the emes is, no one knows why, and no one could really say for sure, everyone else has to work on themselves, but we could all think why, what it has to do, no one could answer why so many yeshivas and shuls and sfarim were destroyed. This hit the heart and soul of Am Yisrael in many, many areas. So it's clearly a message to us. The Choshech is ending. The Krirus is ending. The light is coming back. Everyone this week was excited, those who got it last. Vayihi Or, Layhuda Maisa Oira. Perhaps, as we're entering Chodesh Kislev, the message is, yes, light is coming. Rega kotay nazaftich uberachamim gedoy lemakapseich. No, we don't any tanya yadeya adma. We don't know. We don't understand. And no one could sit and give drush and explain exactly why. We don't have a navi today, but we could learn a lot from it. And the fact that the choshech is subsiding and the or is coming back on, let it be a remez, let it be a semel, a symbol that light is coming. Chodesh Kislev is upon us. This is the Chodesh of light. This is the Chodesh of Chanukah, the Ha'or of the Yemais HaMashiach. We should all be Zoychataka to Ubnei Yisrael Haya Or B'Mayishvaisam, and that we should only have hear good news, and all those who need Yeshuas should be Zoychat to Yeshuas and Refuas and Nechamas, and we should be Zoychat to the Geula and see Aaron HaKoyen lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi.